Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's our lead today?
Well, I'm going to tell you, there is something that happened to me last night that is Jack Caglione and the Royals adjacent. And every once in a while, something happens in your life, Scott, or something happens in my life. And I said this to Johnny at dinner. I don't think in the almost 14 years we've been doing this show, this has ever come up on the program.
Does this have to do with the very odd picture that
yes,
you sent me last
yes,
night?
Yes,
okay.
It does.
Okay.
Tell everyone what the picture showed.
It was a very up-close image of a half-eaten dish of what appeared to be Mexican food with the fork sitting on the plate.
Yep.
There was some rice and some other things left over.
So we pop over to one of my favorite places last night because I cannot miss the Royals game. And I almost had...
Can I ask where this newfound obsession came from?
No. Okay. I almost suffered a devastating hand injury, and I blame Jack Caglione.
Oh, boy.
So we go to one of my favorite spots in town. We sit down right at the bar, right in front of the screens. And you know I will not miss an at-bat with that child. I just will not. I am so excited he's here. I was wearing my Cag shirt again. So we're sitting there, and we order, and he is getting ready to come up to bat. And I am distracted. And what does the server always say to you when they put that plate down in front of you? It is universally Mexican restaurant protocol.
Be careful, hot plate.
Be careful. This plate is really hot. Well, I'm watching the Royals game.
Oh, God.
Jack is up to bat. I don't have time to listen to your directions.
You mean Cags?
So they put the plate down. You guys, I want you to look this up.
They're on first name basis.
I go to move it in front of me because they said it maybe, you know, 12 inches out there. I go to just grab it, move it in front of me. I have now lost all feeling in my right hand and dare I say all the way up to my elbow. Have you ever accidentally, when they tell you, I mean, they put it down with an oven mitt. I worked for about 6 seconds at a Mexican restaurant in college and those plates are put in the oven
to keep the rice and beans warm while your entree is finishing being prepared.
Would you please look up the average temperature?
I'll do it.
748 degrees.
Yep, Mexican combo plate. I would have guessed it was around 800,000 degrees. And I'm not looking for a lawsuit here. I'm just telling you.
You're not going to get one.
I got to pay better attention when my boy is up to bat and the taco's put down in front of me.
Now, who would you sue? Would you sue the restaurant or would you sue Jack or would you sue the Royals?
All I really want for my pain and suffering for the punitive damages is I would like him to come on the show. I think this is a fair trade-off.
Okay. Right.
I think it's a fair trade-off.
Good luck with that one.
First of all,
I'm a super fan.
First of all, in what world are you due any recourse? You were at a Mexican restaurant, correct?
Yes.
Okay. By the way, I'm playing the defense lawyer for for whomever you're going to sue.
Mm-hmm.
You did order a plate, did you not?
Yes.
You've even been employed in the past at a Mexican restaurant, have you not?
Absolutely.
It was Dos Hombres in Lawrence, if
one
I'm not mistaken.
One taco, one enchilada. I'm that kind of, I don't get anything else.
The server did say, caution, hot plate.
They always do.
And did your server say that?
I believe they did, but I was fixated
on the
bat at hand.
Ma'am, it was a yes or no question.
Yes.
And did you reach for the plate after it was served to you within relatively short time?
I had to reach for it because I couldn't reach it.
Okay. Did you use a napkin or some sort of device to pull the plate closer to
you? No, I did not. That is why I suffered third-degree burns on my hand.
Case dismissed.
Third degree.
Third degree burns. Give me a break.
Has anybody ever not touched the plate within minutes?
Why do we do that? This is the topic.
Every time.
And I want to ask people, I really want to ask our everyone has done it.
I've never done it.
Yes, you do.
I don't grab hot plates.
Listen, it is human nature and instinct, and I don't know why. When someone says, be careful, that's hot, what is the first thing you do? Now, I didn't mean to glob onto it like I did, because I did burn myself. But the first thing you do is you go, it's like a compulsion.
I always do it before they even leave the table, and 9 times out of 10, they'll say, told you so. By the way, Dana, the text line is begging me to ask, and don't look it up.
Yep.
Hands off the keyboard.
Okay.
Jack, J-A-C.
J-A-C,
no K,
yeah.
Is not his real name.
Mm-mm. It's not.
Why is J-A-C his name, and what is his real name?
So Jack is short for a name that is longer than J-A-C.
No.
No.
I was going to go with Jaquino.
No.
Swing and a miss.
Not even close.
Swing and a miss. We're going to call that strike two.
I was also probably not paying attention when that bit of wisdom was relayed on the broadcast.
Okay.
Would you like to know the answer?
Yes.
Well, hang on.
Oh.
Let's give her some hints. Let's give her some hints here.
Okay.
Well, is it Jackson after Bo Jackson?
No.
Because that's interesting. You know, he tied that record.
Do you think maybe it could be initials?
Oh.
What's the last letter?
Caglione, of course. He's J-A-C. He's probably John Allen Caglione.
Not even close.
Ooh, you got the middle name right.
Yeah.
Oh, you did get the middle name right.
Allen, sure.
Go ahead, Sam.
Is it Joseph?
Like guess?
Is it Joseph?
No.
Johnny?
No.
Nope.
Jimmy?
Nope.
Ooh, that's Jaquinta. Like seven. What?
I have no idea.
Jeffrey Allen
Caglione.
And he goes Jack. By Jack.
I love
because
it.
It's J-A-C.
He's saying his darling fiance.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, and I'm really excited
you
about this
kid. You have never burned your hand on the hot 800-degree Mexican plate?
I don't eat Mexican food.
I don't even know you.
I don't like Mexican food. I like tacos.
It is one of the finest cuisines available.
Oh, my God. It's the best thing ever. Anyway, I digress.
No, but I'm really excited that this kid's in town.
Yeah.
But have you seen yourself lately?
Oh, I am so excited.
No, excited is not the word I was going to use.
We're looking at buying, like, tickets.
Season?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm all in. We absolutely.
You're obsessed.
We love watching the games. I was not, you know, last night was not the result we wanted. We'll get him back.
10-2 with Aaron Judge hitting a record distance home run.
Did you see the two misses where the ball, one in one play, you guys, Salvi popped it up, and their three outfielders look like Larry, Moe, and Curly. Keystone Cops, like, ah, and the ball just goes plunk.
Did you see Aaron Judge's home run?
Was large.
Yeah. You know how large it was? The cameraman could not keep up with it.
Yeah. I believe
it's
I heard it was the largest ever over that.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The sixth longest home run ever hit at Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
It was so far and so fast, the cameraman could not keep up with the ball.
Go Royals.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.